Blog Talk Radio.
How difficult has your life been up to now? Have you given a voice to the difficulties? It's time to break the silence. Temporary difficulties end and your response to them determine how you live life after your difficulties. So respond well and live. You are listening to the Patricia Adams Live Radio Show, where we discuss life's difficult topics. Stick around. Everybody, welcome. We hope to enlighten your mind and lighten your heart with each episode as we talk over difficult life topics, help you find your voice, and discover that there is life after difficulties. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. Come back often and feel free to add the episode to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Pat Adams Live. And the show's website, patriciaadamslive.com. All contact links are in the show notes, and the MP3 will be available after the episode for downloading. Now, let's get into the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of those who are in the listening audience, who will be joining us live, who will be tuning in after the broadcast to listen to the MP3 of the broadcast. But first and foremost, I want to welcome back to the show someone who's been on the show as an author. And when we introduced him the first time, we said he was an author, he was a lyricist, and an aspiring poet. So in that order, we've had him on the show as an author, and you guys have heard him as Jonathan Burkett, the author of many titles, but the one that we highlighted was his biography, Neglected but Undefeated. And now we have him back as a lyricist and a musician, and he goes by the name of John Blake. Welcome to the show, John Blake.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I am so excited about the dropping of your music, particularly a single that I've had the pleasure to listen to multiple times, and it's entitled Changes. Now, tell us why you wrote this song.
Changes at first, you know, meant to be a poem and stuff that, you know, because I used to write many, you know, poems regarding my life, regarding, you know, changes in life, regarding trials and tribulations. But then, you know, I got in contact with a producer that, you know, was already, you know, reading my poetry, plus I was interested in, you know, becoming an artist already. And so, you know, he just gave me a beat. And at the same time, you know, while, you know, writing all these different, you know, poems about, you know, trial, tribulation, and changes in life, and having faith and believing in yourself, it just fitted so perfectly. And as soon as, you know, I put a little bit together, and then, you know, I gave it to him. He told me to demo it, you know, automatically. He was just like, oh, we got a winner already and stuff. So it's just like, it just came by nature. And it was basically inspired by, you know, me over there trying to be, you know, an inspiring person to never give up. And so we just started working on the song, and and a girl, you know, she became interested in working with me on it because, you know, she liked the story behind it and the meaning of what I was trying to say, you know, regarding my book, because they all knew about my book as well. And, you know, they heard, you know, everything that was in the song, they already know it was, you know, something that, you know, I came up with regarding my story in life. So that's why, you know, it'll be even more touching that, you know, from experience, you know, I know what I'm saying and I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm trying to get out to the people as far as changes in life.
Okay, so basically this song that is about to drop, Changes, and it's featuring Alicia Polanco, is really originated as a poem you had written in regards to the experiences that you'd had in life. And so basically it kind of paralleled your life story in Neglected But Undefeated. So taking now your poetry, which came first, the book or the poetry?
The poetry came first in my life.
Yes.
You know, that's how I used to, you know, express myself. I never used to, like, really put it out or publish it. I used to, like, just write poetry just to release my feelings or whatever, and then, you know, I'll give it away or, you know, throw it away and stuff. It was like one way for me to, you know, release anger inside of me or release what I had to say. And, you know, certain things, you know, with the poetry thing wasn't like too much for me though, like the poetry reading and stuff. Like, you know how, like, I don't know, I guess just because of my attitude, I tried it, and it was like, you know, made me kind of feel kind of soft, you know. And now some people, you know, they do it, so then, you know, everybody was like, why don't you just rap it and stuff, you know. So it was like, oh, you know, everybody was being, you know, telling me, you know, I don't just, you know, bring it out as a rapper and everything and, you know, express myself that way. But, you know, I wasn't really looking into, you know, that at first. But, you know, as nature took its place, that's what I ended up doing now.
Okay. So we started out writing poetry to be kind of cathartic, to help us deal with what was going on or what had happened in life. And then the poetry converted itself over into you talking more about your life and the trials that you had in life and the changes that you've gone through. And you founded on that in the book Neglected But Undefeated, right? So then you get encouraged by other people who've been listening to your poetry and who have read your book to say, okay, why don't you rap about this? So you start rapping about it, and then people hear it, and now you have someone who wants to produce basically your poetry, but it has now become a song.
Yeah.
And that's the normal, you know, cycle. I won't say the normal cycle for life, but I'm saying in terms of most people who have that creative tendency or that creative gift or talent. I don't want to call it a tendency, but that creative talent or the creative gift can remember writing poetry, can remember writing poems or having certain thoughts about certain things and being able to see things in a different way than most people could see them who were just going through a regular life, if you would, a life that didn't have conflicts and chaos in it. And out of that, we come to this song, Changes. And do you mind if I just put out one of the lyrics?
Yes, I don't mind, yes.
Okay. So the song starts out, and I really, if you guys will go to YouTube and listen, not just listen, but like the song on YouTube, go to YouTube and type in John Blake, J-O-H-N Blake, B-L-A-K-E, Changes, and it will bring you to his channel. And within his channel, you will find other music that he has written as well. But I chose to highlight this one in particular because it was an accompaniment piece to his book, Neglected but Undefeated. And I wanted to highlight it because of the transition that he took from going to having this as a poem and putting it to music and now making it a song. So for me, this is like the music of your life. I think Stevie Wonder did an album, and it was called The Songs in the Key of Life.
Uh-huh.
And for me, this is like the song of your life, about your life, about a part of your life. It's definitely not about all of your life, from what I've gathered. But the first verse of this song, or the first stanza, however you want to put it, in the song, says, I notice most of us struggle in this life. It might seem as if things will never change, but if you keep your head up, tomorrow just might be a better day. When you hear me reading that, I mean, what's your response to that? I mean, what would you want to tell somebody? Because there are a lot of men and women who are committing suicide because of the struggles in life. So, you know, that one verse says, I notice most of us in this life. It means that you realize that, you know, you were not alone in the struggle, that other people were going through things just like you were going through. So talk about that first verse.
The first verse came from, you know, at first when you're going through struggle and you're going through problems in life, you know, it's like you feel as if you're alone, like you're the only person that's really struggling. One time, you know, if you really, you know, open your eyes and you really, you know, listen around you and stuff, you know, if everybody has a struggle. Some, you know, people struggle are not as, you know, serious as, you know, others might have a little small little problem, but then again, others might have a bigger problem. But, you know, it all started from, like, you know, when I was a child, I always used to think that nobody lived a life like mine. You know, nobody was there going through neglect like me or abuse or being, you know, treated like the way I was treated. But then as I put myself out into the world and I was in a homeless shelter, you know, I was on the street. I lived with so much different families and everything. And I saw for myself that, you know, I wasn't the only person that was there going through, you know, the kind of struggles that, you know, we have in life. You know, at first, you know, like I said, you know, I felt like, you know, I was the only person being treated like this, like I wasn't meant to be here. That, you know, the best thing for me was just to leave the earth because I'm not the only person going through this. But when you really open your eyes and you really look out there in the world, you know, a lot of people, you know, going through a lot of struggles, especially, you know, not even like in America, because America, we have so much, you know, opportunity to change our struggles. But like when I look at, you know, I watch television and I look at all these different stories about, you know, children in Africa, children in all these other countries and stuff that don't have an opportunity to change, that don't really, you know, have nobody there to support or be there for them. You know, I'm saying, you know, right here in America, you know, just because, you know, 1 month, a year, 2 years, you know, might be so rough and everything, you know, once we keep our head up, once we strive and everything, we could change, you know, our lives. Once we, you know, are motivated because so much other people out there don't have the opportunity. And, you know, that's why, you know, I feel like, you know, as Americans, we have the opportunity, even if we don't have family behind us, even if we don't have, you know, that certain support and everything. We have a system here and stuff that cares for us. And, you know, once we open up our mouth, you know, our opportunity comes. Because, you know, I always, for us, you know, some reason, I always think back on all these different stories and all these different times I've watched television and seen all these, you know, people struggling in all these different other countries and, you know, their government don't really, you know, be there for them. You know, how could somebody, you know, really suffer from, you know, not having no water and, you know, water, there's, like, how much of the earth is covered by water and yet still there's one child right there that, you know, has no water to drink because of where he's at. and everything, or no food to eat, and there's so much animals. But, you know, it's the reason why, you know, nobody's not really there for them, or, you know, they don't really have, you know, the opportunity. So, I mean, no matter how much we struggle right here in America, no matter what, you know, once we have that mind motivation, once we have it inside of ourselves, you know, we can make tomorrow a better day. But, you know, we have to strive towards it. We can't just keep our head down, you know, all day and all night, hoping that things will change like that. It's like, while you're going through that struggle, you have to be there fighting. You have to, you know, say, even though, you know, feel like, you know, bricks being thrown at you and stuff, you got to, you know, keep your head up and still going, or else, you know, that's how, you know, things will just stay for you in life. But, you know, just the main thing, you know, no matter what, as long as you keep your head up, you have faith, and even if, you know, you're broke and everything, you know, I'm not saying tomorrow you'll be a millionaire, but, you know, and you're struggling with, you know, payments, or you're struggling with family problems and everything, you know, once you keep your head up, once you strive, once you believe in yourself, you know, once you pray that you could achieve those goals, or even, you know, for a better job, and you go after it, you know, tomorrow will be a better day. But if you sit back, lay down, and don't do nothing about it, that's when, you know, things will just be the same in life for you, you know. It's just, you know, you just got to have that mind motivation and that willingness inside yourself just to make your life better. Because nobody else could do it for you. It's your life, you know, that we live. You know, Father God, you know, stands over us and is there for us, you know, no matter what, even though it might seem as if nobody isn't, but He is. It just, you know, it starts from us.
Now, John, that one verse that I just re-quoted of the first verse of your song is like maybe 20 words. And out of those 20 words, you expounded so many more words. So this is a compressed version of what he's feeling. But I want to share a quote with you that you used as Jonathan Anthony Burkett, the writer. And the quote says, "Faith doesn't get you around problems in life and relationships. It gets you through it." And that's a quote that you shared as a writer, Jonathan Anthony Burkett, an author of your book, Neglected But Undefeated. And here we come to the first verse of the song. And then the chorus, the first chorus of the song, says, "Everything changes. Let go and give it a try. Don't let your life pass you by." I tell you that when I listened to the song and I read the lyrics as I was listening to the song, I can't tell you how many times I've listened to the song. I've listened to it repeatedly, and I've read the lyrics repeatedly. And it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes in just the first verse. And the first chorus speaks volumes. If there was nothing else to this song, but there's so much more to this song. And I hope you as the listeners will go out and not just steal or rip off this song or find a way to rip this song off. It's going to be available where? At Amazon? Where else will it be available when it debuts?
Amazon, iTunes, and stuff for now. And then, you know, as I branch out, you know, more opportunities come to distribute, and, you know, everywhere else, you know, music is so, well, you know, first Amazon and iTunes.
Okay. So, guys, listen. Listen to the song Changes on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in John Blake Changes, and it will bring you to his channel. When it drops and it becomes available on Amazon and it becomes available on iTunes, don't buy a copy and share a copy of it, okay? Buy a copy, and if somebody else wants a copy of it, direct them to go. It's not going to cost them a whole lot of money or a whole lot of time to invest in this song, okay? This is somebody's life. as musicians, as artists, as producers, as distributors of creative concepts and ideas, it's unfair to have people take advantage of something that you've worked hard for, something that you put out on the marketplace as a means of gain for yourself, for other people to take it and profit from it. People call that free enterprise, capitalism, whatever. That is not. That is not at all. I mean, that is taking away from him. And you hear his heart and you hear his thoughts and you hear his vision. I can only imagine that 99 cents or that $1.29 that you invest on this single, whatever part he comes at some point or another, somewhere along the way, he's going to find a way to give back. So think about it like this, is that when you purchase this song, when you invest in this song or any of his other music, is that at some point or another, this young man is going to find a way to give back to the community. He already does. But we all know that in addition to time, obviously we all have time and we can make time to go and do things in the community. But sometimes when you don't have time, money can go in your place. So let's empower him to not just put music out here, to put songs out, to put books out, and to have people rip them off and reproduce them and steal his rights and things like that, okay? I'm speaking as an artist myself, and I'm simply saying that this song speaks to me, and I know those of you who will listen to it and read the lyrics, it will speak to you, and it will encourage you, and it will inspire you. And at the same time, if you're stuck in a rut, it will probably help you get up out of the rut. So whatever the single debuts at, the price, you know, 99 cents, $1.29, whatever the price is, pay the price for it, okay? It's going to be worth the investment that you make, because it's going to not only help him to continue and encourage him to work on his music, to work on his poetry, to work on his books, it's also going to help him be the person that he wants to be in the community, locally, domestically, internationally, and beyond, okay? Because you hear it when he talks. You hear that he doesn't just not look at the plight of Americans. He looks at the plight of others outside of the borders of America. So, again, go to YouTube, like it. He's at like 10,000 likes already. Blow this song up, okay? Blow this song up. Help him get beyond whatever barriers. If you're out there and you have contacts with terrestrial radio people that can reach him, John, how can people reach you?
You can reach me by, you know, visiting me on my website, www.jblyrics.com, or you know, you could look me up on Facebook, John Blake Music, or you know, on Twitter, or at John Blake Lyrics, or if you'd like to get in contact with me, my email address is on my website, which is again jblyrics.com, and it's johnblakelyrics@gmail.com.
Okay, so you heard that. You can get in touch with him at jblyrics.com, okay? And you can get in touch with him at jblyrics, correct, at yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add that to the show profile.
johnblakelyrics@gmail.com.
Okay, sorry. johnblakelyrics@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to add that to the show page as well. So jblyrics.com is his website. And the song that we are talking about today is Changes. And the first verse of Changes says that I noticed most of the struggle in his life. It might seem as if things will never change, but if you keep your head up, tomorrow just might be a better day. And the chorus says, everything changes. Let go and give it a try. Don't let your life pass you by. Talk about the chorus, John.
Basically, I was saying, everything changes. Let go and, give it a try. Don't let your life pass you by. You're stuck there in, your trials and tribulations and everything. And especially with, a lot of people struggling in school, a lot of people struggling with, finding a good job. A lot of people struggling with money problems. A lot of people struggling because of their past. It's like they're just holding them up. Every time, they have a free mind or whatever, it's like the past just comes back on them, and then they just stuck thinking about it, which then leads to them smoking, which then leads to them drinking, and doing, all these other drugs that, they're not supposed to be doing just to get it off their mind. But, once you, have faith and once you really believe in yourself, you keep your head up and everything, you don't go to drugs for a cure, but you just have that momentum to strive and to, move on from it and to, not, look back because, in life, we all face struggles, we all face problems in life and stuff, best thing that we could do from it is learn from it, grow from it, and just move on from it, so that's the best thing for us to do in life, as we face, more problems and more struggles in life, the best thing to do is become a stronger person from each struggle, especially from our childhood, because, that's when it seems like, we, face a lot of difficulties, especially if we don't have, that right mother and father there for us to help us through and to guide us, as we're learning a lot, about life and in our life, about ourselves. So, no matter what, just keep your head up, believe in yourself. Don't let your life pass you by because, live a life, always and everything. It's like you're wasting each day with time. If you live right there, moving on and striving towards making your life better, and stuff, you'd be, living your life. But if you just sit down there and just think about it, you're just, wasting your life. You just wasted the day thinking about, the past, thinking about something that's not going to help your future. How is sitting down and thinking about the past going to help your future and stuff when all it does is just sit down and make you cry, make you do drugs and everything. You got to move on, stand on your feet and stuff, Sometimes it's best to, move from the area that you are. Sometimes it's best to move from the kind of crowd that you have around you and everything. And especially, like, if it's our own family that's really causing all this, devastation in our life, family will always be there, You got to, put yourself first. Sometimes it is good just to, move away for a while if, all your family is doing is just, making your life kind of harder and stuff because of, I understand not everybody has a perfect family, the kind of family that understands us, the kind of family that will always be there for you and everything. Sometimes, you just got to put yourself first, move on, and, strive in your life for a better future for yourself. And especially if you have children, a better future for your kids and stuff, don't just, stay there in the struggle and expecting just to get better on its own. You have to keep your head up, look forward, and move on.
Okay. And again, we are talking to John Blake. He is a musical artist, and we are talking about his song, Changes. Go to YouTube, type in John Blake, J-O-H-N-B-L-A-K-E, and the word Changes. And it will bring you to his channel and listen and like the song on YouTube, okay? And watch for its drop date. We don't have the drop date yet, but when it does drop, look for John Blake Music on Amazon.com and on iTunes. Then when you listen and you sample, buy it. Send other people to buy it, okay? Play it. If you know somebody, on terrestrial radio, or you know somebody who would like to talk to him in regards to his music and help him get the word out, then do that. Get in touch with him through his website at jblyrics.com or email him at johnblakelyrics@gmail.com. Again, his website, jblyrics.com, jblyrics.com. His email, johnblakelyrics@gmail.com. And we interviewed you, I believe it was in May, in regards to your book, Neglected But Undefeated. And here this is, like, July. So you have been quite busy, with your writing, with your lyrics, with your song, with your recording. A lot has happened since you were on the show. Not because of the show, but what I'm saying, since you've been on the show within this, what, 2.5 month span, you've been busy. You have been very, very busy. And again, I want to read something that he had put into his bio. And it says, patiently, Jonathan is still waiting for, if it was meant to be, victory will be in one of his open doors that he will someday walk right through. And this was Jonathan Anthony Burkett, the writer. And now we're talking to his pseudonym, John Blake, the musician, the lyricist, the poet. In any instance, all of these things have come together and culminated to push you closer to open doors that you've walked through. I'm glad to see that. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And you walked right through them. I mean, the opportunity presented itself, and we were talking about that, and it was more or less that you were already prepared for the door that opened for you. It wasn't something that you had to get ready for. You were ready for it. And that is another thing, is that all the gifts and all the talents in the world won't get you through a door if you aren't ready when the door opens, because there are so many other people standing on the other side of the door waiting for the door to open for them. Some of them are ready. Some of them are half ready. Some of them are just not ready. Some of them just aren't even paying attention. So when you were reached out to, and basically I think you said they asked you, are you ready? Is that what they said to you?
Yeah.
And yeah. You hadn't heard from them for a little bit, and they just said, are you ready?
And right away, I didn't hesitate. So, yeah, let's go.
So, had you not had your material together, had you not had all these things in place and in motion, and since then, you know, like you said, the website, JB Lyrics, and all those things are a product of an opportunity that you seized and you walked through that door. So, I'm excited for you as a new artist on the scene. But what I would say to anybody who is interested in writing, anybody who's interested in spoken word, anybody who's interested in doing anything, is that when the opportunity presents itself, because the opportunity is already there, it's just that when it presents itself to you, you have an obligation to be ready for that opportunity. And I'm talking to myself, and I'm talking to the listeners, and I'm simply saying is that opportunities are out there, and opportunities are waiting to be matched up with the person who's ready, willing, and able. So when opportunity comes knocking, preparation meets opportunity on the other side of the door, and opportunity and preparation walk in agreement, and then you have success. Those three words, opportunity, preparation, and success, are small words, but opportunity, preparation, and success, to me, are difficult words. They are difficult words. They are there. They're in the dictionary. But opportunities are out there, but opportunities come to those who are prepared. Opportunities are also few and far between in a lot of ways, because not everybody is going to be ready. So the law of averages, I don't want to say the law of averages, but the ratio to opportunity to people who are prepared, those pairings are what I'm speaking about, is that opportunities are out there. And just like jobs are out there, and but people aren't necessarily taking them or reaching out for them or qualify for them or whatever, but opportunities are there, whether they come in the form of a job, whether they come in the form of a new music deal, whether they come in the form of relationships or business opportunities or anything, an opportunity for anything that you've been desiring, seeking in your life. It's out there. It's out there. But I find that those opportunities come to people who are prepared to answer, I'm ready. So this producer or whomever reached out to him with an opportunity in hopes that he would be ready. His answer was, yes, I'm ready. So the guy says, you know, are you ready? I mean, somebody's like, look, you know, I'm looking for the next person that I can produce who's ready. So I'm going to call this guy because I've been hearing about him. I've been reading. I've been doing this and that and other. Seems like he may have his things together and he may be ready to do this. So phone rings, bam, email, whatever. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Now, think about it. What if he said, well, you know, I need to do this and I need to do that, so I'm really not ready. You know, can you give me a couple of months? Well, you know, opportunities like that don't really stick around for 2 months, because time is what? Money, and money is time. So this is an opportunity that presented itself. And again, the first verse of his song says, I notice most of us struggle in this life. It might seem as if things will never change, but if you keep your head up, tomorrow just might be a better day. So if we go back and we say you were on the show May, you were here Mother's Day, and you were here Father's Day, May, June, and this is July, okay? So between May, Mother's Day, June, Father's Day, and now, this first verse has come true for him in regards to it. It might seem as if things will never change, but something changed. So if you keep your head up, he kept his head up, tomorrow just might be a better day. So he's had several tomorrows that have been a better day. But in retrospect, if you look at all the yesterdays that weren't better days, he didn't get stuck or trapped in his yesterdays. He looked forward to his today's and his tomorrow's. And that's what you have to do. And that's why I am excited about this song, Changes, is because if you don't let go of yesterday, sometimes that's people, places, things. If you don't let go of yesterday and look forward to tomorrow so that you can exist in what is called today, life will pass you by. And one of the wealthiest pieces of real estate on the planet is the cemetery, where people are buried and life passed them by. Opportunities, they never got to take. But at the same time, you have to have integrity, and you have to know the price that you're willing to pay for the things that you want in life. So my hope and my prayer for you, Jonathan, with everything that you've gone through, with all the suffering and the pain that you've already gone through, knowing that you can do this and you will do this and you shall do this and all the things that you're seeking after will come your way, I pray that in the process of that is that you never sell your soul to accomplish that. You never find that you need to compromise or to become someone else in order to be what God has designed you to be and intended to be. So I pray that the people that put their hands on your life, that step into your life, that walk in your life and with you in your life and through you on your journey, that these are people of caliber, of quality, of high standard, that will not sell you to the highest bidder to make a buck, but will have your complete interest in mind, and that you will go far in what you're doing, because Psalms 27 says that when your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will take up your cause. And I have seen that come true in my life, is that just because you don't have a mother's love or a father's love or whomever you desire to love you, when those two key relationships fail in your life, the greatest power on earth, in heaven and beneath the earth, is available to you, to me, to anybody who has been forsaken, abandoned, neglected, abused, rejected. So keep your head up. Tomorrow just might be a better day. And we want to thank you so much, John, for coming back on the air with us. And I'm going to hold you to coming back on the show when the single drops, okay? Because I want to play it on Patricia Adams Live. And I'm thrilled, I'm excited, I'm encouraged, I'm motivated, I'm inspired. Because just as you're working on things, I'm working on things. And you know, it's kind of like I can't let him just, you know, keep making all of these things happen. And I'm just like, you know, I can't get stuck. I can't do this and I can't do that. So it's like you inspire me to challenge myself, because going through a really big crisis a couple of years ago slowed me down quite a bit. You know, it's like all the momentum that I had, just like that. And getting back to that place to gain that momentum, to refresh myself and restore myself and replenish myself and rejuvenate myself and get my creativity back has been a very long journey, And so when I see other people who are pressing through the difficulties, it says, okay, you can keep going, you can do this, you can do that. So it's my pleasure to promote this song, Changes. It speaks to me, it inspires me, and it motivates me. And I want you to come back, and I want to be able to debut this song. And so please, 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 just remember that when it debuts, let's do it again, okay? Let's do it again.
Right.
And push it through here on Patricia Adams Live as well. And I want to thank you so much for your time. I want to thank you so much for your talent, and most definitely for coming by Patricia Adams Live. So I'm going to let you have the parting comments and tell people again how to get in touch with you, and you know, what you are expecting the possible release date. If you can give that, that would be great as well.
All right. No, currently right now I don't really have a release date. Just as soon as I get it back, right now it's in the process of getting mastered for it to become, you know, eligible for, you know, satellite radio, and hopefully, you know, we market it good, we promote it well and everything, and it'll be, you know, placed on the radio and everything and stuff. But you know, you just keep this on my site. I'll keep everybody up to date. Again, my site is jblyrics.com. You can look me up on Facebook, John Blake Music, Twitter at John Blake Lyrics and stuff. Just stay up to date with me. Have any questions or anything, either you could visit my site, write to me, or write to me at johnblakelyrics@gmail.com and stuff. And hopefully, you know, I'll have it ready for you by the time, and everybody really looking forward towards it. And me and my producer, you know, Troy and Remy and stuff, we're working on, you know, a lot more tracks as well. So regarding, you know, my story, my book, and, you know, my motivation towards inspiring so many other children, so many other parents, and so many other people that have, you know, gone through similar struggles as myself in life, and the momentum that, you know, they need to have to really, you know, make it through and stuff. So that's my goal in life, and that's what I'm planning to do for my life, is, you know, be there and inspire so many people that have gone through or is going through the same struggles that I have gone through in my life, which I have learned a lot from. And now, you know, I'm hoping to make a change, you know, so many other people's lives.
Well, congratulations again, John, and thank you for being on Patricia Adams Live. And to all of you, you have been listening to Patricia Adams Live, our interview with John Blake, and talking about his soon-to-be-released hot single that you can listen to on YouTube, John Blake Changes on YouTube. Go out, listen to it, like it, stay tuned for the release date, and buy it, Amazon, iTunes, keep in touch with him, and keep an eye on him because he's definitely on his way. Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Well, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. My book, A Child's Rights Violated, Her Terrors and Traumas, shares my voice to my childhood difficulties. And my other books share my voice of response to my childhood difficulties. Find links in the show notes or go to patriciaadamslive.com to be taken to online retailers. If you are in distress currently and need immediate help, call 911. And you can also reach out to the National Hotline for Child Abuse at 1-800-4-CHILD. 24/7 crisis counselors are available. As we close the show, remember, temporary difficulties end and your response to them determine how you live life after your difficulties. So respond well and live. Tweet about the show on Twitter at Pat Adams Live and comment to our Facebook page at the bottom of the show page. Follow us on the show page to receive notices of the next airing. If you have questions, comments, want to be a guest, topic requests, let me know. Fill out the contact form on patriciaadamslive.com. Thanks for listening. That's the show. Until next time, take care and watch for more from the Patricia Adams Live show.